Well, grace and peace to each of you as we gather in the first of two chapels to hear and experience the revelation given to John the Apostle. It's a privilege to welcome David Downey. David has been a member of Harrisonburg Baptist Church since 1989, where he has served as the church training director for 8 years. He's taught Sunday school classes, led various training workshops. He has a degree in religious education from Southern Baptist Seminary and has served as director of religious education at Fort Monroe, Virginia from 1975 to 1980. Most importantly, at this point in time, and why he is here, David has been a member of the Network of Biblical Storytellers since 1998 and has been telling Bible stories, providing worship support, and leading church training and workshop programs for about 12 years. He is a founding member of the Shenandoah Valley Biblical Storytellers, and some of you have experienced those in our past worships, particularly in School for Leadership training, scripture telling. He says here, learning and telling Bible stories allows two important things to happen. First, the storyteller, by learning a story, gains a deeper level of understanding of Scripture than can be gained through simply reading and studying commentaries. This happens through internalizing the entire content of a story well enough to be able to tell the story from heart. Secondly, those who hear the story are able to experience Scripture in a new way. They're able to experience the movement and the sound of the text as a dramatic real-life event, quite different from the static intellectual experience of reading Scripture silently. So today in the bulletin, he has several ways to begin to engage this. Not trying to follow along in your Bible, and I didn't see any Bibles walk in this time with us, so just hear the narrative. And second, as you listen, try not to interpret or analyze. Try to understand what you're. Simply listen to the images and symbols and descriptions that let the creative power of God speak to you through the hearing of God's word. I would add that apocalyptic language evokes these images in words. It also may be difficult to hear some of the language in repetition, as the words may provide or may provoke or in some sense dehumanize by the use of specific language. But the invitation is to notice, to hear, and respond as the Spirit carries Scripture into our lives. So again, it's a privilege to have David Downing with us. He will share in this chapel and the next chapel, and you see in your program the how it will unfold. So David, let me pray before you come. Spirit of Christ, we invite your presence among us as we know that you are here. Let the language of your word in the book of Revelation find its way into our lives in ways that draw us nearer and deeper to understanding your work in the world today. Thank you for David and his willingness to be present. Let the gift of what he shares find root and fruitfulness in our lives because of the exuberant love of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
And so I invite you now to hear the words of the book of the revelation of John, the apocalypse, the revelation of Jesus Christ that God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending an angel to his servant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus, even to all the things that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of the prophecy. And blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it. For the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler of all the kings of the earth, to Him who loves us and who saves us from our sin by His blood, and who has made us a kingdom, priests serving His God and Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. So be it. And look, because He's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him. Even those who pierced Him. And on His account, all the nations will wail. So it is to be. I am the Lord. I am the Alpha and the Omega. The Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come. The Almighty. Now I, John, your brother, John, who shares with you the persecution and the kingdom and patient endurance. I was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and I heard from behind me a loud voice that sounded like a trumpet, and it said to me, "Write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea." Well, I turned to see whose voice was speaking to me, and upon turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, I saw one like the Son of Man, dressed in a long robe with a golden sash across his chest. And his head and his hair were white like white wool, white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet like burnished bronze that they've been refined, like being in a furnace. His voice like the sound of many waters. In his right hand, he was holding seven stars. And a sharp two-edged sword was coming from his mouth, and his face was like the sun shining at full force. Well, when I saw him immediately, I fell down at his feet as though I were dead. But he touched me with his right hand. And he said, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last, the living one. I was dead, but look, now I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and of Hades. Now write what you have seen, what is, and what is to take place after this. And as for those seven stars that you saw in my hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars, they are the angels of the seven churches. And the lampstands are the seven churches. Write this," he said, "to the angel of the church at Ephesus, because these are the words of him who has the seven stars in his hand and who walks among the golden lampstands. He said, I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance. I know that you cannot tolerate evildoers, that you have tested those who say they are apostles but are not, and you found them to be false. I also know that you are enduring patiently, that you are bearing up for the sake of my name, and that you have not grown weary. But I hold this against you. You have abandoned the love that you had at first. So remember from what you have fallen, repent, and do the works that you did at first. If not, then I will come and I will remove your lampstand from its place if you do not repent. But I give this to your credit, that you hate the work of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Now let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And to everyone who is able to conquer, I will give permission to eat from the tree of life that is in the paradise of God. Write this to the angel of the church at Smyrna. For these are the words of the first and last, who was dead and came back to life. I know your affliction. I know your poverty, even though you are rich. And I know the slander on the part of those who say that they are Jews but are not, and are only a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Beware. The devil is going to have some of you thrown into prison so that you will be tested. And for 10 days you will suffer affliction. Remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. And let everyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And whoever is able to conquer will not be harmed by the second death. Write this to the angel of the church at Pergamos. These are the words of him who has the sharp two-edged sword. I know where you live, there where Satan's throne is. But you are holding fast to my word, and you did not deny your faith in me, even during the days of my loved one who was killed there among you where Satan lives. But there are some things that I have against you. Now there are some of you there who follow the teachings of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the people of Israel so that they would eat food that had been sacrificed to idols, and they would practice fornication. And there are some also who follow the teachings of the Nicolaitans. So you must repent. If not, I will come to you and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. Now, let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And to everyone who is able to conquer, I will give some of the hidden manna. And I will also give you a white stone. And written on that stone will be a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. To the angel of the church at Thyatira, write this, for these are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like a sword, and whose eyes are like a flames of fire, and whose feet are like bronze. I know your works. I know your love, faith, service, and your patient endurance. And I know that your last works are greater than the first. But I hold this against you, that you continue to tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet and goes about teaching and beguiling my servants to practice fornication and to eat food that had been sacrificed to idols. I've given her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her fornication. So I will lay her down on a bed. And all of those who commit adultery with her, I will throw into great distress. And I will strike her children dead. All of the churches will know that I am the one who looks into minds and hearts, and I will give to each of you what your works deserve. Now, to the rest of you there in Thyatira who do not hold to these teachings, who have not yet learned what some call the deep things of Satan, to you I say that I will lay upon you no further burdens. Simply hold fast to what you have until I return. And if you are able to conquer and to continue in my word until the end, then I will give you authority to rule the nations with an iron rod, as when clay pots were shattered, just as I received authority from the Father. And if you are able to conquer, I will give you the morning star. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And write this to the angel of the church at Sardis. These are the words to him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works as well. You have the name of being alive, but you are dead. So wake up and strengthen that which remains, but is at the very point of death, because I have not found your works to be perfect in the sight of my God. Remember what you heard and what you were given. Obey those things and repent. Because if you do not wake up, then I will come like a thief in the night, and no one will know at what hour I'm coming. Now, there are some there in Sardis who have not yet stained their clothes. And those will walk with me, dressed in white, because they are worthy. And if you are able to conquer, then I will give you clothes like them, white robes, so that you too can walk with me. And I will not blot your name out of the book of life, but I will confess your name before my Father and before his angels. Now let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And write this to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. These are the words of the Holy One, the true One, who has the keys of David that closes and no one will open, and who opens what no one will close. I know your works. And look, I've put before you an open door that no one is able to close. And I know that you have very little power, yet you are holding fast to my name, and you did not deny my words. So I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and they will know that you are the ones who I love. And because you have kept my word of patient endurance, then I will keep you from the trials that are coming upon all the world to test the inhabitants of the earth. I'm coming soon. So hold fast to what you have so that no one can seize your crown. And if you are able to conquer, I will make you a pillar in the temple of my God, and you will not go out of it. And I will write upon you the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem that is coming down from my God in heaven. And I will write upon you my own new name. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And to the angel of the church from Laodicea, write this, the words of the Amen, the true and faithful witness, the origin of God's creation. I know your works. I know. I know that you are neither cold nor hot, but I wish that you were either cold or hot. And so, because you are lukewarm and you're neither cold nor hot, I'm ready to spit you out of my mouth. You say, look, I'm wealthy and prosperous. I need nothing. But what you don't realize is that you are wretched and pitiable and poor and naked and blind. Take counsel from me and buy from me gold that has been refined by fire, so that you will indeed be rich. and white robes to clothe yourself so that the shame of your nakedness will not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you can see. I correct and I discipline those who I love. So you must be honest and repent. And listen, because I stand at the door and knock. And if you will hear my voice and open the door, then I will come in to you, and I will eat with you, and you will eat with me. And if you are able to conquer, I will give you a place with me on my throne, just as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Let everyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Listen. Listen. Well, after all of this, I looked and there in heaven a door stood open. And the voice that I heard before that sounded like a trumpet said to me, "Come up here. I'll show you what must take place after this." Well, at once I was in the Spirit. And there, in heaven, stood a throne, with one seated on the throne. And the one who is seated there looks like jasper and carnelian. And around the throne there is a rainbow that looks like an emerald. And around the throne, there are 24 other thrones. And seated on them are 24 elders dressed in white robes with gold crowns on their head. And coming from the throne, there are flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. And in front of the throne burn 7 flaming torches, which are the 7 spirits of God. And in front of the throne is something like a sea of glass. It's like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, there are 4 living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. And the first living creature is like a lion. The second living creature is like an ox. The third living creature with a face, like a human face. And the fourth living creature like a flying eagle. And the 4 living creatures, each of them with 6 wings, are full of eyes all around and inside. And day and night, without ceasing, they sing, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord God, the Almighty, who is and was and is to come." And when the 4 living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, then the 24 elders, they bow down to the one who is seated on the throne, and they worship the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns down before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and praise, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." And I saw in the right hand of the one seated on the throne, there was a scroll that was written on the inside and on the back, and it was sealed with 7 seals. And there appeared a mighty angel who called out in a loud voice, saying, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to break the 7 seals?" Well, there was no one in heaven. There was no one on the earth. There was no one under the earth who was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep bitterly, because no one was found who was worthy enough to open the scroll. But then one of the elders spoke to me, and he said to me, "Don't cry." He said, "Look, the lion from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he has conquered So he is worthy to open the scroll and to break the seven seals. And I saw between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, the Lamb standing as though he had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God that have been sent out into the earth. And the Lamb went and took the scroll out of the right hand of the one seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, they bowed down before the Lamb, each of them having harps and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. Worthy are you to open the scroll and to break its seals, for you were slaughtered, and by your blood you have ransomed for our God saints from every nation and tribe and people and language, and you have made them to become a kingdom. And you will reign upon earth. And then I looked and I heard the sound of a great multitude of angels standing around the throne and around the four living creatures and the elders, numbering myriads and myriads of thousands. And they all sang out in full voice, saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and honor and might and glory forever and ever." And then every living creature in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them sang out, saying, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be glory and honor and power forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen, amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped. And then I saw the Lamb open one of the seals on the scroll. And the first living creature cried out with a voice of thunder, saying, "Come!" And I saw a white horse. And the rider on the horse had a bow, and he was given a crown. Oh, he came out conquering and to conquer. And the Lamb opened the second seal, and the second living creature cried out, "Come!" And out came another horse, bright red. And the rider of this horse was given the ability to take peace from the earth so that people would slaughter one another. And he was given a great sword. And he opened the third seal. And the third living creature said, "Come!" And there appeared a black horse. And the rider on that horse was holding a set of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice that came from the midst of the four living creatures that called out, saying, "A quart of wheat for a day's pay, 3 quarts of barley for a day's pay, but do not damage the olive oil and the wine." And he opened the fourth seal. And the fourth living creature called out, saying, "Come!" And I saw a pale green horse. And the rider of this horse had the name of Death, and Hades followed with him. And they were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill with their sword and with famine and pestilence and by the wild animals of the earth. And he opened the fifth seal. And I saw down under the altar that is before the throne the souls of all of those who had been slaughtered for the word of God and for the testimonies that they had given. And they all cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Sovereign God, holy and true, how long will it be before you judge and avenge our blood upon the inhabitants of the earth?" And they were each given a white robe. And they were told to rest a little while longer, until their numbers could be made complete, both from their fellow servants and their brothers and sisters, who were soon to be killed, just like they themselves had been killed. And he opened the sixth seal. And I looked, and there came a great earthquake, and the sun became black like sackcloth, and the full moon became like blood, and stars fell from heaven down to earth like a fig tree dropping its winter fruit when the wind blows. And the sky disappeared, rolling itself up like a scroll. And all of the mountains and the islands were removed from their places. And then all the kings of the earth and all of the great men and the generals and the rich and the powerful and all men, both free and slave, began to hide and run to the caves and the rocks of the mountains. And they called out to the rocks, saying, "Fall upon us and hide us from the face of the one seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come. Who can stand?" And then I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. And they were holding back the four winds of the earth so that the wind would not blow on the earth or on the sea or against any of the trees. And I saw another angel ascending up out of the rising sun. And he had the seal of the living God. And he called out to the four angels who had the power to destroy the earth. And he said to them, "Do not destroy the earth or the sea or any of the trees until we have been able to mark the servants of God with a seal on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were going to be marked. 144,000 marked from every tribe of the people of the nation of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 marked. And from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 sealed. And then I saw a great multitude in heaven that no one could count, from every nation and tribe and people and language. And they were standing in front of the throne and dressed in white robes, and they had palm branches in their hands. And they all called out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And then all the angels in heaven stood before the throne and the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell down on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Power and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Amen." And one of the 24 elders spoke to me. He said, "Who are all of these who are dressed in white? Where did they come from?" I said to him, Well, sir, you are the one who would know this." And he said to me, "Oh, then these, they are those who have come out of the great ordeal. And they have washed their robes, and they have been made white by the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they stand before the throne, and they worship God day and night in his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more. They will thirst no more. and the sun will not strike them or any burning heat, because the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to the streams of the springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And then the Lamb opened the seventh seal. And there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who are standing before God. And seven trumpets were given to them. And I saw another angel standing at the altar who had a golden incense burner. And he was given a great amount of incense to offer, along with the prayers of all the saints at the golden altar that stands before the throne. And smoke from the incense, along with the prayers of the saints, rose up to God from the hands of the angel. But then the angel took the incense burner and he filled it with fire from the altar and threw it to the earth. Oh, there was peals and rumbles of thunder and flashes of lightning, and there was a great earthquake. And the seven angels who had the seven trumpets got ready to blow their trumpets. And the first angel blew his trumpet, and there came hail and fire that was mixed with blood. And these were thrown to the earth, and a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all of the green grass was burned up. And the second angel blew his trumpet, and I saw what appeared to be a great mountain burning with flames that was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star falling from heaven like a flaming torch that fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. Now the name of this star is Wormwood. And a third of the waters became wormwood. And many died from the water because it was made bitter. And the fourth angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of their light became darkness. And so a third of the day was kept from shining, as well as the night. And then I looked, and I heard the loud voice of an eagle that was flying through mid-heaven. And he called out, saying, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth at the sound of the other trumpets that the three angels are about to blow." The fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from heaven down to earth, and he was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. And he opened the shaft of the bottomless pit, and out of that shaft there came smoke like the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were made dark because of the smoke from the shaft. And out of that smoke there came locusts upon the earth. And they were given the authority of scorpions who are on the earth. But they were told not to harm any of the green grass or any green plant or any of the trees. But only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were allowed to torture them for 5 months, but not to kill them. And their torture was like the torture of a scorpion when it stings someone. In those days, people will look for death, but they won't find it. People will long to die, but death will flee from them. Now, in appearance, these locusts were like horses who had been equipped for battle. There was what seemed to be a gold crown on their heads, and their faces were like human faces, and their hair like a woman's hair. But their teeth were like a lion's teeth. And they had breastplates that were like iron shields. And the noise of their wings was like the noise of many chariots with horses rushing into battle. And their tails were like the tail of a scorpion with stingers. And it is with their tail that they have power to torture people for 5 months. And they have a king who rules over them. The angel from the bottomless pit. In Hebrew, he is called Abaddon. And in Greek, his name is Apollyon. And the first woe has passed. But there are still two woes to come. So the sixth angel blew his trumpet. And there came a voice from the four horns of the altar that stand before God's throne, calling out to the angel with the trumpet. And they said to him, "Release the four angels who have been bound at the great river Euphrates." And so the angels were released, having been held ready for the hour and the day and the month and the year to kill a third of mankind. And I saw the number of their cavalry. 200 million. I heard that number. And the horses of the cavalry looked like this. The riders on the horses had breastplates that were colored like blood and sapphire and sulfur. And the heads of the horses were like a lion's head. And there was fire and smoke and sulfur coming out of their mouths. And by these three plagues is what a third of mankind was killed. By the fire and smoke and sulfur that comes out of their mouth. Because the power of the horses is in their mouth and in their tails. Because their tails are like serpents having heads. And with them they inflict great harm. Now the rest of the people who were not killed by these plagues, they did not repent of the works of their hands. And they did not stop worshiping demons and making idols out of gold and silver and bronze and stone and wood, idols that could not talk or walk or see. And they did not repent of their sorceries or their murders or fornications or thefts. They did not repent. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven. It was wrapped in a cloud, and there was a rainbow over his head. His face like the sun, and his leg like two pillars of fire. And in his hand, he was holding a little scroll that was open. And setting his right foot in the sea and his left foot on the land, he let out a great shout like the sound of a lion roaring. And when he shouted, the seventh thunder sounded. And when the thunder sounded, I began to write. But a voice came from heaven and said to me, "Seal up what the seven thunders have said. Do not write that down." And I saw the angel who was standing on the sea and on the land raise his right hand up to heaven. And he swore by the one who lives forever and ever, who made heaven and all that is in it, and the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it. And he said, "There shall be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is to blow his trumpet, the mystery of God will be fulfilled as he announced to his servants, the prophets." And then the voice that I heard from heaven before spoke to me again and said, "Go and take the little scroll that is open out of the hand of the angel who's standing in the sea and on the land." Well, I went to the angel and I said to him, give me the little scroll. The angel said to me, take the scroll, take it and eat it. It will be bitter in your stomach. Oh, but it will be sweet as honey in your mouth. And so I took the little scroll out of his hand and I ate it. Indeed, it was sweet as honey. But when I had eaten it, oh, my stomach became bitter. And they said to me, you must prophesy again about many people and nations and languages and kings. And they gave me a measuring rod, like a staff. And they said to me, come and measure the temple and the altar and all of those who worship there. But do not measure the courtyard outside the temple. Leave that out, for that will be turned over to the nations and they will trample over the holy city for 42 months. And I will grant my two witnesses authority to prophesy for 1,260 days, wearing sackcloth. Now these are the two palm trees and the two lampstands who stand before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone harms them, then fire will come out of their mouth and consume their enemies. Anyone who wants to harm them must be killed in this manner. And they will have authority to shut the sky so that no rain will fall during the time of their prophecy. And they will have authority over the waters to turn it into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they choose. But when their time of testimony is finished, then the beast who comes up out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, and he will conquer them, and he will kill them, and their bodies will be laying in the street of the great city that is prophetically called Sodom and Egypt, the city where also their Savior was crucified. And for 3.5 days, the people of all the nations and languages and tribes will gaze at their dead bodies. They will refuse to let them be put into a tomb. And all the inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and they will celebrate and exchange gifts because these two prophets have been a torment to the people of the earth. But after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God came into them and they stood up on their feet. And everyone who saw them was terrified, and they heard a loud voice from heaven saying, come up here. And they rose up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies stood and watched them. At that very moment, there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell, and 7,000 people died in that earthquake. But the others who did not die were terrified, and they gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. The third woe is coming very soon. The seventh angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our God and of his Messiah, and they will reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who were seated around the throne, they fell down on their face and worshiped God, saying, we give you thanks, Lord God the Almighty, for you have used your great power and began to reign. The nations raged, but the hour of your wrath has come, and the time for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants, the prophets and the saints and all those who fear your name, and for destroying those who destroyed the earth. And then the temple in heaven was opened. And the Ark of the Covenant was seen within God's temple. Oh, there were great flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder and heavy, heavy hail. I must go now. I'll come back Thursday.
Thank you, David. We'll see you Thursday. Go in peace.